After an enormously successful reboot of the 90s sitcom Roseanne, ABC abruptly canceled the show yesterday. The news came after its star, Roseanne Barr, sent out racist and conspiracy theory-laden tweets. Joining me now from Los Angeles is Lorraine Alley, television critic for the Los Angeles Times. Lorraine, welcome back to On Point. Great to have you.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And from Washington, Jane Costin, senior politics reporter at Vox. Welcome back to you, Jane.
Hi, Jane. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Lorraine, let me start with you. 2 months ago, Roseanne Barr's sitcom returned to ABC. It'd been 2 decades since she was there. She was a star again, a huge win for the network. And then she had this kind of lapse, I guess, although there's a history of this kind of dialogue with her. This was a huge gamble, and it didn't quite pay off for ABC. Give us the history here.
Well, I mean, that's right. You know, the show came back after, 20 years and was a huge hit for ABC and across television. But, this tweet took that down in a matter of hours. And you're right. I mean, Roseanne Barr is no stranger to controversy over the years, whether it was mangling the national anthem, dressing up like Hitler, various tweets. A similar tweet like this about another African-American Obama aide. So she's had this in the past. And I think this time it's astounding the speed at which it just completely took her down and the show. And Roseanne, the show, is no longer after having this amazing, successful comeback. Mm.
Jane, President Trump wrapped his arms around Roseanne. A lot of people tuned into his speech last night to hear what he might say about all this, because he's been very vocal about her and her show and her success. What did you hear in the president's silence last night?
Well, I think that the president made a pretty smart decision, I would say, probably with a fair amount of involvement from White House staff, because I think that, there's been a lot of talk on Twitter, but this is not the hill upon which President Trump wants to die. I think that Roseanne's past on Twitter, which I kind of storied for Vox yesterday, has been one of talking about Jewish mind control and saying Israel is a Nazi state, but then also saying that, just a series of really unhinged comments about conspiracy theories or Pizzagate or, hoping that all the Jews leave UC Davis and then it gets nuked. She ran for president as part of a far left fringe political party. She believes that the Boston Marathon bombings were a false flag operation. Like, this was not, this is something, one, ABC should have known better than to get involved again with Roseanne, as even though she was so successful in the first iteration of Roseanne. But I do think that there's very much a sense for Trump that this wasn't worth it to say something on.
Here is President Trump during a March speech in Ohio. He said he called Roseanne to congratulate her on the rebooted show's success and her ratings.
They were unbelievable. Over 18 million people. And it was about us. They haven't figured it out. The fake news hasn't quite figured it out yet. They have not figured it out. So that was great.
Well, the show is no more. ABC's network president said Barr's tweet was, quote, abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values. Should note that the president of ABC Entertainment is a black woman. This decision, Lorraine Alley, was swift and bold.
It really was. I mean, if you consider, once again, the popularity of the show, and also, what the show represented. There aren't really a lot of series, comedies or dramas on right now that represent the white middle class and also have a Trump voter as the, lead character, which Roseanne Connor, the star of Roseanne, was. So you kind of take away that perspective, and that perspective is pretty important to have right now, to at least even push back against or to represent. And so it really was a bold choice, and it went down in a matter of minutes. Not minutes, but hours. That tweet was how many seconds?
Mm-hmm.
But Roseanne has since said, Roseanne Barr has since said, I was Ambien tweeting,
Right. She blamed Ambien, the sleep drug.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She apologized for the tweet. you know, that the whole thing about, oh, it was Ambien, oh, I'm being attacked in a way that other comedians aren't. It's not exactly an apology. It's an apology for the tweet, but kind of like not an apology for her history of bad behavior.
In response to that apology blaming Ambien, from Roseanne Barr, this is a tweet from the makers of Ambien who said, "People of all races, religions, and nationalities work at Santa Fe every day to improve the lives of people around the world. While all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Santa Fe medication."
Wow.
I want to play this clip. This is a former Obama advisor, Valerie Jarrett, speaking with MSNBC. Of course, she was the at the end of Roseanne Barr's tweet, the target of it. Here's Valerie Jarrett speaking yesterday about that offensive tweet. "It's a teaching moment," she says, "and an opportunity to make progress on race relations."
"I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense. The person who's walking down the street minding their own business and they see somebody cling to their purse or want to cross the street. Or every black parent I know who has a boy who has to sit down and have a conversation, the talk, as we call it."
Jane Costin, your response, your thoughts about Valerie Jarrett's reaction there.
Well, I think it was a smart reaction, but I also think that, you know, this isn't the first time Roseanne has tweeted racist bromides about Obama officials. You know, in 2013, Susan Rice is a man with "I won't continue the tweet."
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a history here. And it's interesting to me that Valerie Jarrett, you know, the subject of this racism, or the object more appropriately, is the person who needs to be the adult here, whereas the, you know, well-known, long-famous actress who should be experienced at conducting herself in public is not expected to. She's the one who's making excuses about Ambien tweeting.
And yet, Lorraine Ali, you know, there are plenty of Roseanne Barr supporters out there who say there is a double standard here. You know, they point to people like Bill Maher, who made a comment on The Tonight Show in 2013 comparing Donald Trump to an orangutan, joking that he wanted proof that Trump wasn't related to an ape. Bill Maher's show wasn't canceled. I mean, is there a double standard here on some level?
Right. I mean, this whole wave of Roseanne defenders is there. I mean, you know, look, I think you have to look at this historically, the way that, you know, we're talking about her using, Roseanne using a terminology that has been used as a racist way to look at African-Americans. Now, you know, Bill Maher, you know, has said plenty of things that I, as a Muslim, take offense to and that I think are very bigoted. I do not think the orangutan comment about Trump is that. I think that comes from someplace else. And I think that's a false equivalency on the part of her defenders. But there certainly are other comedians that, of course, are, you know, even probably more egregious.
Mm-hmm.
But are they at the level of success of Roseanne Barr? No.
Mm-hmm. Jane Costin, she certainly did walk a tightrope between red state, blue state debates. And Lorraine mentioned earlier, you know, sort of what we're missing with this character now on TV. How do you see that from a sort of political, larger cultural perspective?
Well, I think that, you know, there's a lot of good television that is talking to people who, you know, haven't felt represented on television. You know, I'm thinking of, you know, It Just Ended, but the show The Middle, or Jane the Virgin, or something like that. But, you know, the idea that Roseanne Barr was the same person as Roseanne on the show, you know, I watched the original iteration of Roseanne, which was actually pretty left-leaning, you know, talking about sex and drugs and same-sex relationships on television at a time when the only show really able to do that was The Golden Girls, unexpectedly. But, you know, Roseanne Barr is not that person. You know, the Roseanne Barr is the same person who, you know, nearly ran for president alongside Jill Stein. Roseanne Barr is the person who performed the national anthem so awfully on purpose,
mm-hmm,
that then President George H.W. Bush called her performance disgraceful.
Right.
And I feel as if to tie her, Roseanne Barr the person, to, you know, oh, this is what middle America, or this is what Trump support of America wants, is to kind of, you know, I think that's kind of denigrates Trump supporters and middle America. You know, middle America largely does not think that Goldman Sachs should be executed, or think that, you know, that no Jew can truly speak as a Jew. No Jew can really speak anywhere. And these are all tweets of Roseanne Barr. You know, I think that it's important to recognize that Roseanne and Roseanne Barr are not the same person.
Well, ABC and by extension Disney put their stake in the ground saying words matter. Lorraine Ali, television critic for the Los Angeles Times, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Jane Costin, senior political reporter at Vox. Jane, thank you.
Thank you.
Continue the conversation, listeners. Get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. I'm Jane Clayson. This is On Point.